Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
1 for 15, runners in scoring position, 15 left on base, 7 strikeouts in those spots, and they only got the ball to the outfield 3 times. Oh, and AJ didn't have a good day. A lot to talk about. Let's get right to the phones. Let's get to Mike in Windsor. Mike, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's good.
Up? Hey, you know, a couple things. You know, number one, I got to disagree with you, Jim. Riley Green needs to hit in that situation 10 times out of 10.
Then he needs to become a better hitter because he's not good enough to hit in that spot.
So here's the thing, Jim. A better hitter. Who is the better pure hitter?
Jamai Jones is the better pure hitter because Riley Green swings and misses too much.
Jamai Jones is not a better hitter than Riley Green.
Specifically against left-handed pitching, I have all of the data to tell me that. Now, you have your feelings about what you want Riley Green to be. I'm telling you who he actually is.
So I think the conversation then turns to traditional baseball against analytics. When you rely too much on the numbers, you get these situations that we're in right now. And then, it's playoff baseball. You need your best players in situations.
Well, let's talk situations, because Riley Green's a 185 hitter in high leverage spots. He is not a clutch performer. Everything about that matchup screamed he shouldn't be at the plate if you have a better option.
You know what? Your better option right there, to me, if we want to talk about guys who have traditionally and statistically mashed lefties, why not Andy Abanez in that situation? Why do we go to Jamai Jones? Abanez has experience hitting in those high leverage situations. Look at Houston last year.
I'd hear that argument.
So that like there's no question in my mind that AJ Hinch mismanaged that game.
I agree with you, by the way, Mike, because I don't want this to come out like I'm trying to like run cover for AJ.
I don't think
he had a good day.
Hey, I'm a Canadian. We always over exaggerate, man. That's what we do. Okay. This is what I'm saying. It's like Jamai Jones in that spot, I think that's where the question is. Like, if Andy Abanez comes up in that situation, I'm thinking to myself, okay, I get the statistics. But Jamai Jones, a guy that was, what, in AAA last year? Right? Like, a guy that they had to get brought up halfway through the season? Like, the only real numbers we have from this guy, I mean, yes, he's got 7 home runs. Yes, he's great with the leadoff stick. But, like, come on.
Mike, I think you brought up something interesting. You brought up the analytics and the over-reliance on the analytics, right? Like, for better or worse, this is how they built this roster. And I don't love it, for the record. I wish they had more consistent everyday players who you didn't have to platoon. But they got here on the principled idea of platooning and playing the matchups.
Well, and you even go to the matchups that, or the reason that he gave for putting in Troy Melton. Well, it's velo. And all the extra pitches that he throws.
Right, he didn't play matchups there.
Right.
With 3 lefties due up for the Guardians.
But he went with other analytics. So they're picking and choosing which analytics to go with,
at
which time.
Okay, so I brought this up off the air to you guys, but Riley Green had 600 at-bats exactly this year. He struck out 201 times. Those numbers suggest he will not strike out. He'll only strike out 1 out of 3 times.
Okay, who's more likely to strike out, Jamai Jones or Riley Green? I can play the numbers.
Yeah, but who's more likely to hit a home run?
Jamai Jones against
the
left-handed pitching.
No, he's not.
He slugs 200 points higher.
You're taking a journeyman AAA guy here.
You have this.
You have to play your stars, Jim.
He's not the star you think he is, Tom. That's the problem. You are guilty of what everybody else in this city is doing. No. I'm not going to let you do this. You're doing what everybody else in the city is doing. You're propping up Riley Green to something he's not. He's Jake Rogers against left-handed pitching. Argue it. Those are the numbers.
You're taking analytics too far here. This is the guy that hit 36 home runs this season and had 111 RBIs.
Not in that spot.
And would only strike out one out of three times in that spot. Jim Leland probably had his heart skip a beat yesterday. Do you think Tony La Russa would have done this?
How many World Series did Leland win here?
He did better than AJ.
Let's get to the phones. Let's get to Brad in Waterford. Brad, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, both of you, man. Decaf, man. Decaf.
Yeah.
And I think you know this. You guys are baseball guys, and John, you need a lot of travel baseball. It's a term, all right? You got dudes, and you've got dogs. A-Rod was a dude. Great player. Derek Jeter was a dog. All right? Clutch gene. Go ahead and Cookies, I'm probably going to go with your number theory here. Look at Riley Green's production when the Tigers had the lead. When you got the lead, there's really no pressure. Then look at it when you don't have the lead. He disappeared in the playoffs last year. He's disappeared now. I'm not sure about the Jamai Jones thing. I'm just not, but I'm not going to argue with you because you're scaring me today, Cookies.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to scare any of the listeners. People are propping up Riley, and I think AJ told you loud and clear what he really thinks of him, whether he was willing to say it at the microphone afterwards. He told you he's not that guy, to use your point.
I think you're arguing against an argument that's not there. I don't think people are saying Riley Green is the answer. What they're really saying is there is no answer. So if you dance with the girl that you took to the date, and Riley Green is supposed to be that individual. He's not, but that's who they have. That's who hit 36 home runs. That's who hit 111 RBIs. That is the pretty girl that you said, hey, do you want to go to homecoming? You're at homecoming. Now all of a sudden you decide that, well, while we're dancing, I want to dance with another girl.
Yeah. Jim, I just have to say this to you, and if I would have told you yesterday before the game that Jamai Jones is going to pinch hit for Riley Green today, you would have thought I was freaking crazy. Don't you admit that?
Okay, look, it startled people, but I remember asking AJ about Riley's struggles against lefties in September and suggesting that he sits more against lefties. And AJ didn't bristle, and normally AJ's like, you know, I know what I'm doing.
Great, you put the seed in his brain.
Oh, don't do this. 248-539-9797.
Well done, Tom. Well done.
I can't win. I want to hear from you guys. Steve in Monroe. Steve, good morning.
Hey, guys. Great show, as always. You make my mornings. Look, I want to talk about this year versus last year. Because last year, a great example was, who was your number one starting pitcher last year? Who got the most starts? It was this guy named TBD. And that juggling was because there was no egos on this team. And now you've got this team this year that they rolled into the season with all this momentum from last year, and they came out of the gates great. And then came the All-Star break. And you name four guys to the All-Star team, and what happens after that? They collapse.
Yeah.
Every ego on this team is different than it was last year. Because last year, anybody could pinch hit at any point in time. It was 100% analytics. And when you do that, all those egos, you're just not – it was like a great AAA All-Star team. Nobody really cared if they got pulled out of the game. Now, what are we talking about? Oh, you can't pull this guy. You can't pull that guy. You have to. You have no choice. You have to go with the guy that's going to perform in the situation. And in my mind, Riley Green's not that guy in that situation. So, sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, it's really on Riley that he hasn't made himself a better player, and it's on Scott Harris that they don't have any better options. And again, I'm not defending AJ's game in totality. He blinked first pulling Mize. He made the wrong decision going Melton when Herter was warmed up. Steven Vogt outmanaged him. And the Tigers collectively, it's actually not even only on the one at bat with Jamai Jones, as much as that's become the source of a lot of, you know, frustration. 1 of 15.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
248-539-9797. The texter says 1 of 15 is all there needs to be said. They should have won that game in the fourth inning. It shouldn't have even come down to Melton or pinch hitting Green. They flat out blew it. Javi, ironically, is the only one doing anything. Signed, Steve. Some people on your side, John. This one says, amen, John. Benching Riley was unacceptable. Another one says, Hinch flinched yesterday. Pinch hit for a guy we haven't done that all year for, and then went to a rookie in a high-stress situation in the eighth. Saying, I mean, Hinch flinched. Hinch cost us the game.
Well, I just don't think AJ had a really good day yesterday. I think Mize came out too early, and this is me on the heels of saying yesterday, AJ is going to have to decide to pull or to pull Casey Mize right before things go bad. And I just don't think things were about to go bad. He had, I mean, 62 pitches. I think you have another inning in him.
One more time through that.
Yeah,
that heart of the order.
And then and not that AJ is trying to save any type of his reputation, but if he goes in and finishes the fourth, things go bad in the fourth, we're all sitting there going, kind of had to because of you didn't want to get to the bullpen too soon. And it's on Casey Mize not being able to be the all-star he was in the moment that you needed him. And you needed Riley Green to be that all-star. You needed Casey Mize to be that all-star. You needed all these guys to be who they were at the beginning of the season, and they're just not anymore.
Can we meet on the same page here? I'm looking over at the Twitch board, and it says Riley Green is the better defender than Jamai Jones. Can we agree that that's irrelevant in this spot? You're looking for the best AB in a tie game to take the lead. You're not worried about defense at that point.
Say that again?
That it doesn't matter if Riley's the better defender. You're making the call to take the lead right now. It just strictly comes down to who you trust at the plate more. And if you want to make the case you trust Riley, then fine. But I can't factor in whose glove is going to be more valuable in the eighth. Okay, I need to score now.
The answer that is the right answer is there's none of them that you trust. Yeah.
I would argue that, and I don't know how you would look up something like this, that Riley Green had the most regular season home runs ever and then got pinch hit four in the playoffs. Seriously.
So you'd have to find a hitter who hit more than 36 homers who was pinch hit four in a playoff game.
Yeah.
That wasn't injured, too.
Yeah. That was just naturally pinch hit four.
I get why it's startling.
The record.
You're right. It might be. I get why it's startling.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.